with yours truly, Ali Rock, Coach Jackson Bozarth, and executive producer Jeremy Beckner, as we like to call him, B-Harp on this show. Welcome, guys. It's our intermission report. We did a little poll on Instagram, and we asked you guys if you wanted a little segment in the middle of the week, foreshadowing to our, other episode, and you guys were like, hell yeah. It was like 93% of you guys wanted it, so we're going to give it to you. We provide to our fans, okay? Don't tell us we don't do nothing for you guys. We're here on a Wednesday night after a long day at Dickies. We put the D in Dickies in. We have to do this for you guys.
We did. We're yes. Committed.
So what this is a short little episode, like
30 to 45 minutes.
Right. We're going to try to keep it short, give you guys just the details, have a few new segments installed for you guys. So look forward to that. One of the first segments we're going to do today is a director's cut. I have a few videos coming out in the future, and that's why we brought on executive producer Jeremy Beckner on with us, so he can talk about those videos, give us the inside details, give you guys the inside details, and we're going to explain the videos, what we're going to do. And we only have like a few segments on, for this week's, but we're going to keep adding on segments.
Making yeah, this better. Is just the beginning. This is right, just right, the beginning. Right. So honestly, I mean, we're, you know, this is a time for the fans to come up and talk to us about what they would like to see on Wednesdays. I mean, we obviously have our segments that we're going to continue on Sundays and stuff like that. But on Wednesdays, we want to talk about the videos that we're promising you guys, because we've still fulfilled that promise. Every week we've posted a video. So
for our fans.
For our fans. So, I mean, it's one of those things where we want you guys' feedback on this, and just let us know what we can do, and then we'll continue.
We're going to try to make this as much as interactive as we can. Like you saw us this weekend, we went golfing, and we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah. We had to announce the results.
Yes, we're going to pull those up. We did the fit checks, and we got you guys involved, and a lot of you voted.
Which, there's controversy to that.
I had the best drip.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, I wanted B-Harp to come with us, but I guess he couldn't. Let's discuss that right now. The drip.
Okay, so hold up, because
I'm going to pull it up. You can pull it up on our story. Go to Instagram. It's on our highlights.
Yeah, it's on the highlights. Hold up, because I got to look at it.
In my opinion, I was the drippiest.
Seen by 97 people, which we appreciate.
I saw what you said, Jeremy, by the way.
Yeah. Whoa, we can't. Yeah. We can't. Why can't we look at the... Who said... Who, oh, got it. Got the results. All right. So this is a time we're going to do some shout-outs, okay?
Okay.
Connor O'Shea voted. Coach. Should have gone with the white belt, but still hard fit. Connor O'Shea, I appreciate you, brother. Yes, I should have gone with the white belt. I just don't have a white belt in my arsenal. So...
Rookie.
Gonna work on that. Ali Rock, you want to do the next one?
Okay. All right. I'm going to just go... Should I go in chronological?
The one, so you saw how I went first with Connor. Just keep on swiping that way.
Okay. We got Ali Rock. Fit spicy, chain icy. My boy Ethan Keen. Shout out Ethan, bro, back from Baltimore. You know, my lacrosse brother. I fuck with you. Thanks for listening.
Lax bros.
Yeah, it's a special type of brotherhood, you know?
Yeah, hand jobs in the locker room for sure.
Yeah. And I see this some weird ass guy next.
All right, so the next one I got, Jeb Bozarth, allegedly weird, number 57. If you guys aren't familiar with that,
I mean, I just want to say you weren't wearing a number on the golf course. I don't know how.
Look, it's a lifestyle.
Qualify that vote.
No, yeah. Whoa, every vote counts.
Shut up.
So we have one for, so we have two for Jackson.
Two, one, Jax. Okay, another one. So shout out Jeb. Appreciate the vote, my man. Solid. The next one, Bonner 702. Jackson. It's not a whole lot. He's just saying it, so I appreciate you, Connor.
Zero for Zach.
Zach is arguably on the hot seat right now.
If you guys saw his fit, they would come on.
Damn, so I rock. You're saying that it was shitty?
I'm just going to say, man, he showed up in, like, it wasn't even like a bowling shirt. If he was here, I'd flame him right now if he was here. I would.
Oh my god!
But he did have the pit boss hat on, which is major respect.
That was a strong move. That boosted it up at least 3 points in my book.
I mean, yeah, at least for sure. Okay,
I got next.
Jasmine Wells, 1224. You know it's my boy Big Al. Yeah, we run the I got coffee from her like 3 a.m. one time because she works at this coffee place. Shout out Jasmine. She knows who the real one is. She knows who the drippiest one is on the golf course. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then all right, so guess what? Next up, we got Zach Holbert, also one of my boys.
voted for me, baby. So we're tied up at 3-3.
3-3 right now.
3-3 tie ball game.
That's right. Well, guess what? I'm bringing the female viewers on here. I got the hard eyes on that one.
Here we go.
Alright, I'm sorry. We're back. turn off the goddamn phone. So if you guys heard that, just listen carefully. That was our coach here.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny anything.
I'll confirm it. It was definitely Jackson. No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Two Hershey kisses.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Shut up. Anyway.
You guys.
Let's just finish. That was a funny moment. We laughed about it for like 5 minutes straight. But now we're all back to normal. Like 10 minutes after that. But let's just get back to great the results here.
Great okay. ones adjust.
Coach, Jackson has 3. I have 4. Zach, 0.
Yeah.
All right. So JLM, 05, 04. Ally Rock. 5-3, baby.
Nice.
You know who that is? Or is that just a fan of yours?
I think it's a fan of mine.
You have no idea who that is?
I don't.
Let me look at the profile. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, wait, I don't want to send her a message. Jenna Malone?
We didn't want to name drop people, but apparently we're doing that.
No, we've already done that like 6 times over. I already named the first person I name dropped.
Okay.
We're doing this for the fans.
And then I have my brother, Alex Hodge.
A. Oh,
Hodge,
we don't want to name drop.
No, he's cool.
Yeah.
Ally Rock. That's 6-3 me. I mean, I'm taking it away.
Okay.
But then look at this. I think it was
I know who this is. This is Teeman Allen. Teeman Allen's been a friend of ours for a long time. So he's going for Baby Z.
Oh, that's one for Baby Z.
Yeah. So we got 6-3-1. Okay. It's going to take a miracle for me to come back from this, huh?
Maybe.
And then Joey voted for Zach as well. And this is where the numbers start getting construed, okay? Because Sad Boy Zach voted for himself. We're not counting that vote. We're not counting that vote.
How dare we?
Okay, so it's 6-3-2 right now.
Oh.
Jesse 1G says, why does Jackson look like he's been on tour before? So I'm going to count that as a vote because he said my name.
Okay.
6-4-2.
I think he was bashing you, but okay.
Jeremy Beckner.
Who's that guy?
For?
Jax.
Disrespectful.
Man of many words. 6-5-2.
Okay.
Okay.
Kate Toff, D-E. That's my girl, Kelsey. She voted for me. She knows who the real one is. She knows my drip.
So what, 7-5?
7-5, like what, 2?
Yep.
All right.
Ryan Dawkins, Jax, Pat McAfee. Spell McAfee wrong, but that's okay.
McAfee.
Junior.
7-6.
Bozarth. So, what now, is it, 7-6?
Yep. Now, when I saw that, I actually looked back at your picture, and you did look like Pat McAfee.
That's a compliment, if you ask me.
I think so.
And he's my favorite Colts punter ever to exist.
Okay.
One of my favorite Colts players ever, actually.
And then we have some anonymous fan, The Ally Rock, I guess, like a meme page, maybe.
Fuck you, dude.
Like a meme page or something like that. They voted for me, so I'll con that.
So... Overall, you got 7 votes. I got 6 votes, so close.
I think you got 7, didn't you?
No, I got... Did I get 7?
I think
so.
I think it was 6.
Give me 7.
1, 2,
I would love to be given 7.
4, 5, 6. Yeah, I guess I won. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
No. Tell the fans how much your drip was. Give me the price tag, please.
No.
Okay, I will.
It's confidential information.
I will. Shirt from Walmart, $16. Pants from Burlington, $16. Shoes from Burlington, $30. Socks from Burlington, $3. Count that drape on a budget.
Okay, so let me just...
Is that this? What's going on here?
Yeah, bro. And I balled out better than you. Put all 18 and shit.
So let me just... I'm going to put Ally Rock on blast real quick.
Do it.
Ally Rock had to hit up his group chat and say, you better vote for me on my story.
Nah, I just said, you guys should go check out 2 inches deep story. It's pretty cool. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And they checked it out and they came through.
I wonder.
Ally Rock Squadron.
So, really, I mean, if you ask me, that's tampering, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, just don't be a sore loser, you know?
You can take this stuff. Whatever.
I mean, so I had more girls vote for me, is all I'm going to say.
18 holes, still version.
Yeah.
Hey, go like that pose. That shit was fire.
Yeah. And to the caddy girl. That we met.
Got her IG.
We should go get some dinner one day. That's all I'm going to say.
Me. For me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, because I got her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does she like your picture?
No. Anyway, so after that story, I want the drip check.
So we'll what is your prize or like punishment for Sad Boy Zach and I?
Ooh, that'll be coming up on Sunday. I want him here.
Okay, fair.
Whenever he's here.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
But we're going to do more stuff like that. You know, get you guys more involved. You guys pick out what our next episode is going to be. Stuff like that. We're thinking of what we're going to do. And stay tuned for that.
Got one in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But next up, we're going to do our director's cut. So
let me just do an introduction to all this. Because if you guys are new, we actually gained, we finally got to 100 followers this week. And we can't thank you guys enough. So as we promised,
big step.
We giveaway is going to be coming. Mm-hmm. We're going to find a way how to give that giveaway. So stay tuned to that. Maybe we'll announce it this Sunday, how to enter your name into the giveaway and what we're going to give away. Yes. I think we already said what we're going to give away. But anyways, so for the new people that have been on here, Jeremy Beckner, a.k.a. B-Harp, which is a self-proclaimed name, a.k.a. executive producer, is the executive producer of 2 Inches Deep. He's our film guy. He makes sure all of our stuff is correct on...
Up to par.
Whatever video we put out, he gets the final say on that. So we are dropping a video this Sunday. And to shed light on it, this is not to be morbid at all, but my grandfather last year passed away on July 4th of 2019 to Alzheimer's. Lost his battle there. And it was a tough time in my life, but he lived a good life. And so to shed light on it, we are going to do a kickball tournament at a park. Each player is going to donate $5 to their team, and then that money is going to go to the Alzheimer's Foundation, and then each team captain will choose a designated amount that they want to. So I will donate, of course, a little bit more than everyone else just because it is a foundation I believe in. We're filming it, and we're going to have a quick little tournament about it. So I'm going to pass the mic down to the executive producer, Jeremy Beckner, a.k.a. B-Harp, and he's just going to give you guys a director's cut on what he's going to look at, what kind of... How to view it through a director's eyes. So go ahead.
Yeah, so Sunday we're doing kickball. So what I'll probably do is go all handheld with my Sony A6300.
If you guys didn't know, people with big penises have that kind of camera.
Shoots in 4K. So yeah, I'll probably go handheld. I'll probably shoot in 60 frames just to... If I need to do slow motion, I can, but I probably won't do a lot. Probably more of a vlog type-esque.
Yep.
A lot you of talking interviews and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Bet. You just hit a homer and shit like that.
Yeah. So for that, and then we're going to use the song Don't Mind by Louis the Child. So it's going to be a free video. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, colorful scenes and all that. So definitely, I got some cool LUTs to use from Tropic Color. Probably won't use the gimbal, the Ronin SC. Probably won't use that, but you know, gonna be a lot. You know, it's gonna be really fun. Gonna be a lot of, you know, moving camera shots and all that. Gonna be an interesting video to watch. It's gonna be very entertaining.
Let me ask you this, B-Harp.
Yeah,
are we displaying something that we've had troubles with?
Oh,
piece of technology that we've had numerous troubles with, and you can testify to this. Putting that in our arsenal?
So what I need to do for the drone, which is the piece of equipment, the drone, is we're having problems with the SD card input. So the SD card, it's not being recognized. I've tried formatting it in all different ways. It's not working out. So I'm going to really work these next couple days on figuring out the SD card, because that's the... Everything else is working. Everything else is working. It's just that one piece is just stopping us from getting going.
Did we get the piece
yet? Yeah, so I got the SD card. You know, it was literally labeled, you know, compatible with the Phantom, the DJI Phantom 3. Yeah. It's not compatible, so I mean...
God damn it.
Fuck.
But, I mean, there's forums where it's like, you know, I'm having the same problem too, so you know, I'm doing this to fix it. I've tried that, you know. I still have a lot of things to try, but that's where I'm at right now with the drone.
So we're going to have to go check another place out just in case.
We might just buy a little helicopter and then attach a camera to it.
Oh, that's a good idea right there. I got some dough for that. You know, we've been making a lot of money on...
barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue. So We're gonna have two teams.
Now, please, can you please announce the location so in case people hear this and they want to come, they can.
We need spectators.
I would love some spectators. We would love some spectators. We're gonna do it at Mesa Park. And the reason being for Mesa Park is, and everyone's Park like, oh, it's because Jackson lives in Summerland. Fuck you guys. No, it's because Mesa Park has like a multiple amounts of baseball fields. So if one's taken up, we have like five others to choose from. And also to the people that do want to come, if you guys could just wear a mask. Reason we obviously want you guys to be protected, and then two, we don't want to get kicked out of the park. And so due to the governor's regulations and laws, we do have to wear masks. So if you guys can just do that, that'd be great.
I don't think we have to wear a mask for engaging in a sport. I guess
is dodgeball considered, or not dodgeball, kickball considered a
sport? I don't know. Are you kicking? Are you running?
So then we yes. So do we not have to wear a mask?
I mean, I wear it for shits and gigs. I don't care.
Let's just say we're gonna wear masks.
But,
yeah. Should we just bring them? Let's just bring them to be just in case.
Let's bring masks. You know, we don't want to get kicked out. We're doing this for a good cause.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So and then we'll just kind of play it by ear and see what's going on. Right. We'll obviously keep social distancing and everything like that. But so it's gonna be at Mesa Park. 10:30. I believe first pitch is 10:30.
Okay.
Well, we're only having two teams play each other.
Yeah, so first pitch. So let's talk about the rules real quick. So initially we were going to do a tournament, right? But some things have come up. Sad Boy Zach is unfortunately going to be out of town this week, so he is not going to be able to partake in this challenge. So it's just going to be Team Coach Jax versus Team Alley Rock.
Well, actually, we're the Alley Rock squadron. So please respect that.
Okay. Respect.
And then you know what's not funny? Earned. You know what's funny about this is that your team is all like your friends, people who are from Summerlin. My team is from Henderson.
Yeah.
So we have a little, you know.
So we can do a couple, you know, brawls in the middle of baseball brawls.
I mean,
you know
why not? You know, I mean, we're doing like what, three innings?
Well, that was the thing. So we're gonna actually up the ante a little bit. We're gonna go five innings.
Five.
Okay, five like innings, that. And the reason being is because, you know, we wanted to do a tournament, so we were initially going to do three innings.
We're going to do four teams.
I have a team full of sluggers, so five innings just to give Alley Rock a chance to come back and everything like that. There's no stealing bases. And the reason being is just because we're doing, like, we're not going to be throwing sliders or anything on the pitching. Like, we're doing
some curveballs.
No, you're not. That is against the rules. We are just doing a nice slow roll. You get a choice. We'll do a maximum of three pitches. So you better fucking find one to swing at.
Wait, we're playing kickball, right?
We're playing kickball.
If you don't swing at the first one, I mean, you might as well get the fuck up.
That right. Basically, you're soft.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a maximum of three pitches. If not, you are out. If you are thrown, if you are hit by the ball, that is out. Thrown to first base, everything, all baseball rules apply.
And if you catch the ball, you're out. If someone catches the
ball. Yep, and there are double plays and stuff like that. We will absolutely keep that involved. But the only thing that's just different is, like, we're not over here going to, like, fucking throw fastballs or curveballs or anything like that.
It's hard to throw a fastball.
Right. So, so everyone is going to get a shot. It's co-ed. So we're looking forward to that. So we have some cool things planned out for the day. We're looking at food options. That's not confirmed.
Price range.
Yeah, it's not confirmed right now. But we're going to look at some things just to donate. And if you guys find it in your heart to donate to the Alzheimer's Foundation, that'd be greatly appreciated, not only to my family, but to all those that are going in need. With that, you know, it's a sad thing. There's not a cure yet, but I'm sure with one day we'll be able to find that, and someone else's life will be saved. You know, so we're doing it for people. Deep is
working to do that.
Absolutely,
provide for that community.
Absolutely, shed light on it. You know what I mean? Right. I've done numerous Alzheimer's walks myself. It's an awful thing to witness, but like I said, we are a positive podcast, and actually, we've called ourselves numerous times, we're a solution podcast. So anything we can do to find a solution, we'll do it.
That's right, and we look forward to doing more things like this. This is going to be our first 2 inches deep held event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. You know, this is the first, so this was a big deal to us. I mean, it really is. Like I said, we got to 100 followers this week, and You know, maybe we even announce it on the video.
We have other things coming up, you know, like...
We do.
We're thinking of, like, basketball tournaments, and, like, our fight's going to be coming up...
Next year for the fight.
Hopefully we can get, you know, more followers to get, you know, shed some light on that, because we want that to be a big turnout.
Yeah.
But this is, like, the first step into that process.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All but, it, you know, we do want to let you guys know, it's like, thank you guys so much for 100 followers. It's been 6 months of production, and it started off with Ali Rock and I in a corner talking to a computer, and we've turned it into a four-man team. We've turned it into two sponsors. We've turned it into a YouTube channel, a Twitter account, an Instagram account. And iRock, do you want to announce anything right now?
No.
Are we waiting for that?
No, we're not waiting for it. We actually canceled just because of the controversy.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. Scratch that. But it's just turned into a really cool thing. It's turned into community, so we can't thank you guys enough. And like I said, like Ali Rock said, he said it perfectly, this is our first held event. So if you guys can make it out, 10:30 Mesa Park, we'd love to have you guys out.
Right after 4th of July. You have a safe 4th of July. Don't get burned by any fireworks.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And if you guys, here's one thing that we will tell you. I have a 5-seater car, so if you guys do need rides, I can accommodate a couple people.
Yeah, Ali Rock is bringing a bus.
Ali Rock's thinking about chartering a bus. He's looking at Walmart and Big Five right now to get some team jerseys.
Am I?
No.
No, and when we're going to do like basketball tournaments, you best believe my team's going to have the best drip. But anyway.
But yeah, it's going to be a vlog type thing. And B-Harp, thank you very much for putting your input in. I mean, this is going to be... B-Harp and I have talked about it numerous times. I don't know if we've talked to Ali Rock about it, but rumor has it that this is going to be our best video we've put out.
Rumor has it.
So, it's word on the streets.
Yeah, and then this is also like Jackson thought of this literally last week. He was like, what can we do for... Well, maybe you had the idea in your head, but you talked about it to us last week, and you're like, let's do this. And we were all for it. You
know? And we also have another idea coming up here shortly. We're not going to announce. Maybe we'll talk about it next next Wednesday. Maybe we have a not. It's up to us. It's on a me podcast. I think we established that last week on Sunday's episode.
Okay.
By the way,
if
you have not listened to last week's episode, you're missing out. We had Dr. Jared Grant.
Licensed therapist
in relationships in Las Vegas. I believe his practice is called Mental Shifts. It was one of the best interviews we've done. I mean, we were really killing the interview game as of late, but it was one of the best interviews we've done. And we can't thank you, Jared Grant, enough.
We picked the therapist's brain. We asked him the questions that people don't ask.
Exactly.
If you guys want to hear that stuff, go listen to it.
Yep. And go listen to their podcast as well, called Things Therapists Think. They drop episodes weekly. I think they're dropping an episode tonight as we speak. But we have one more segment, right?
That's right. We're gonna finish off with this one. We're gonna keep adding stuff more. I've had fun in this show so far.
A blast. Yeah. Right. It makes me look forward more and more to the podcast. And as we keep on growing, maybe more days, more episodes. We'll figure it out.
That's right. Well, I thought of this segment since we do Dumbass and Sad Boy on our regular, and people look forward to that. They want to hear who our dumbass is. They want to hear who's sad. This on Wednesdays, we want to hear some good stuff, something that good that happened this week, somebody who can be highlighted. And B-Harp mentioned, you know, I didn't know what to name this segment. B-Harp said, called the highlight of the week. Perfect name for it. Would you guys like me to start?
Yes, sir.
All right, since I mentioned it. All right, so something good that happened this week. We're getting closer and closer to getting real sports back. It's exciting to see. I know today they're watching soccer on TV from like, I don't even know where it was, like in Spain or something like that. That's some sports. We're getting very close. So the next thing that's going to happen is like NBA is going to come back and NHL is going to come back. And the thing about my highlight of the week is NHL, they announced their hub cities. And the two hub cities they're going to do is Toronto and Edmonton. That's the rumors, but everyone's saying, ESPN, USA, New York Post, they're all saying Toronto and Edmonton are going to be the hub cities.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians don't mess with like any of that bullshit hockey, all right? They need that shit. Now you took it away from them, they're going to be fucking pissed.
So in the hub cities, are they having fans or is it just empty arenas?
It's empty arenas, but they're going to have
but it's still every hockey team.
Well, I think they're going to do like East and West. You know what I'm saying? Or one conference, other conference.
Sure.
So Hockey's coming in like July, so.
So that's good for our Golden Knights. I mean, some of us are Golden Knight fans.
Vegas was a big target for Hub City, but for some reason, I think our mayor had something to do with it not coming here.
Yeah, I think the governor was just like,
Governor.
Fuck no, boy.
He said you better all wear masks playing hockey. They're like, yeah, we'll go to Canada. We're fine with that.
Yeah. I can't wait. I think July is going to be such a good time.
The betting is going to be out the roof.
Oh, yeah. I think my bank account's for sure going to go down a little bit because...
mine's going to go up because I know what I'm doing.
But you got to think, Ali Rock. We're going to have baseball.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and then a month after, football starts. So, I mean, it's going to be a chaotic, you know, try to shed some light on what a crappy year this has been.
Yeah. Everyone's looking forward to have some
good hell of a time to start a podcast, though. Tell you that much.
Yeah.
We're making it happen. B-Arp, you want to go or do you want me to take the mic?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
So I am now a proud owner of a Prism Lens Kaleidoscope Lens Filter, which is pretty much just...
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
You're speaking my language.
That was big, big words right there. I'm confused, but I'm interested.
So it's just a lens filter, you put it on, but what it does, it kind of... You guys know what a kaleidoscope looks like, right? It's kind of like that, you know. Trippy.
No idea what that is.
No, okay. Yeah. So kaleidoscope, pretty much, it just, you look through it, it's kind of like these, like, you know, like mirror things, and it looks really cool.
Okay.
So what the kaleidoscope lens filter is just, it's that, but you basically look through that and see like a subject. So it's like, if I would put on you, they have like you, but like 20 more of yous, it's like surrounding
them. Oh, that's creepy.
So, and it's going to look pretty cool.
But that is cool. Cool, but like, that'd scare the fuck out of me if I saw 20 me's. Holy shit, man.
So, yeah, so shout out, Jacob Owens for making them.
How much you pay for it?
It's $50.
That's a fucking crazy steal.
That's a snag right there. Yeah. That's a snag right there. That shit's sick. For $50 to see 20 of you and shit. I do know what that scope is now because I used to fuck with it all the time. Like, you can. Yeah. Like, there's one that was like kind of wooden though. Like, and it was like pretty fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, what is the segment called again?
Highlight of the week.
My highlight of the week, there's two of them. What I thought Jeremy was going to say is he's a proud block assist, proud cashier at Dickie's Barbecue. Come visit us at 43 South Stephanie, Suite 100.
Please do.
Yeah, so it's funny to see him walk in and everything, and we're there at he's there at 2 when we're walking in, and him just smiling and everything. So it's his first week. We trained him. Pause, not like that, but we trained him to be a very good Dickie's employee. So that's my first one. It's funny to see you there. It's awesome now. We're going to have a good summer for, I think we have you for 7 more weeks.
Yes.
We'll have to do a farewell Jeremy tour.
That's right.
And then my second one is J.R. Smith, the Henny God, is making his comeback to the L.A. Lakers. Damn, so they signed him. I believe one of the Lakers opted out. I can't think of it on the top of my head right now.
LeBron had, it was LeBron written all over it, but
I wouldn't go as far to say that after the 2018 NBA Finals. Nah, but what I would,
it's all that. Like, you know, it's just the Hennessy was hitting that game.
Yeah, but the Henny God is back. He hasn't played since November of 2018.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting because I know he's going to be yakking some fucking three-point shots. Like, I just – like, the most obscene, non-wide-open three-point shots, like, triple-covered fadeaway. You think he's going to make them? No, I don't think so. But I think he's going to drop – I think he's going to drop at least, like, 10 points a game, and they're going to be the most electrifying 10 points I've ever seen off the bench. And I can't wait. I can't wait personally. Dude, but it's just like, I haven't seen an NBA league that I can remember without J.R. Smith.
Okay.
So to see the Henny God back, it's my highlight of the week.
Yeah.
It just makes me happy inside knowing that...
We're getting closer and closer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a draining couple months, but...
It doesn't feel like a couple months. I feel like a year, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. Well... To me, it's like some of the shit that's happened in the past couple months wouldn't have happened in a full year. Like some of the like times in history. So it's nuts, man. And it's, I guess there's like a new
virus.
strain of virus coming out in July. It's just like,
yeah, bro.
I wonder what's gonna happen next month.
It's crazy.
And now that we're thinking about it, and we're on the subject. Like, we have to go back to school next month.
Sorry.
And that's what
throws there's me a will. Off. There's a way. If I have to wear a mask in class, whatever.
I don't want to even go back to school. I don't even want to go back, bro.
That's all right, guys.
You're going back.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this segment, this intermission report, as we like to call it.
Number one. We'll just title it that, right. Number one.
This is going to be intermission report, and we're still going to do our episode Sunday, full episode. This is just a short preview to that. Whatever we're doing this week, whatever is going to happen.
Yeah, hey, and Sunday. We'll post it on our Instagram, too, the information and ways to get involved on Sundays. Activities. The first one that we're holding, so we cannot wait for this. I mean, this is a big deal to us.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yep.